The German sports firm Adidas has traditionally been the reigning champion when it comes to football branding. But for the third consecutive World Cup, American sportswear company Nike is sponsoring more shirts than its rival. It secured deals with 13 of the 32 national teams in the tournament, including favourites Brazil. Adidas has designed shirts for only seven. One is Mexico's away shirt, inspired by a mythical feathered serpent. And Japan's home kit incorporates elements of popular Japanese comics. Brand experts say companies are under a lot of commercial pressure to produce a shirt that sells well.
Companies are all looking for a standout design, something that's attractive, gets a lot of notice, and primarily that the fans will buy. That's the main objective, is to get as many replica sales as they can over a relatively short period of the event.
Not all designs have been well received. The front of Switzerland's shirt, designed by German firm Puma, has been likened to a QR code. And Adidas's shirt for Algeria has angered Morocco. It says the geometric blue, teal and yellow design is common in Moroccan mosaics and amounts to cultural appropriation.
The situation today is really bad. And if Adidas had really looked at that, they would have been. I mean, it's something that happens when you have a multinational in Germany designing shirts for a culture that they may not be familiar with.
Tensions between countries will be high on the pitch. Off it, the battle of the brands is its own high-stakes affair.